Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Loved Ones Who Don't Know Jesus by Christine Brown. Read by Leah Martin. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's by believing in your heart that you're made right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Romans 10:9-10. I moved into my dorm room excited about all the new experiences college life would bring, and boy, did I jump into those experiences without thought or care for the consequences. Late nights and poor choices became a way of life. But just 2 weeks into my newfound freedom, an unexpected phone call came. On the other end of the call was a deep yet somewhat familiar voice I hadn't heard in years. A childhood friend who'd moved away long ago heard we were on the same campus and looked up my number. He invited me to the university's gathering of Christian students. I laughed under my breath and politely declined. Looking back now, I can see that my old friend's call was an open door. God had a plan for me, and I knew I was headed in the wrong direction. Although I didn't accept the invitation, I remember the moment so clearly. No doubt this friend's prompting to reach out to me was the result of someone's prayer. God hears our prayers for loved ones who don't know Christ. Yes, the Lord gives us free will to accept or reject him, but he'll never stop pursuing us. God will intersect our lives with others who he strategically puts in place to reach out with the love of Jesus. And when we're ready, we'll respond to that call. Romans 10:10 tells us, "For it's by believing in your heart that you're made right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." We want our friends and family to believe in God, to say yes to the unconditional love of Jesus. But their hearts might be distant from God for whatever reason. Thankfully, Jesus stands at that door, and he compels us to shine his light for others to see. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with that person and they with me. Revelation 3:20. So we have hope today, hope in the one who's faithful. Let's never give up praying for our loved ones who need salvation. God's word assures us the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:15. As God listens to our prayers, he connects people for the purpose of introducing our loved ones to Jesus. He will keep knocking on their heart's door. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for my family and friends. They're a precious gift, and I love them more than words can say. I rejoice over my loved ones who've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and I pray for those who haven't. More than anything, I want to know we'll all be in heaven together someday through your promise of eternal life. Forgive me for getting discouraged as I continue praying. When I don't see results, I start to lose hope. So I stand against those lies right now with the power of your promises. You're a good and faithful Father who never stops pursuing your children. You have good thoughts toward my family and friends, so many they can't be counted. Psalm 139:17. You love my people even more than I do. What an awesome truth. And I know you hear my prayers and that you're working in their lives right now. Keep knocking on the door of their hearts, Lord. Send your servants as messengers, beckoning my loved ones to open the door and receive the abundant life you have planned for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.